Because we are together, each of us individually and collectively will never be the same again. When we elect a president, we too often go home. We've elected a president. We're never going home. We're staying together. That's the opening quote from Gloria Steinem to today's book, Why I March, Images from the Women's March Around the World. It was one of the largest series of marches in our nation's recent history, and it quickly became a worldwide phenomenon, gathering thousands, even millions of women and men and children around the world. Today's book is the first published photographic presentation of this momentous movement, told through full-color photos of marchers and marches from around the world, Washington, D.C., and New York City, to be sure, but sweeping across the USA, and taking in the sights of marchers from Europe, from Asia, from Africa, from South America, Australia, New Zealand, and even Antarctica. As the book tells us, 7 continents, 82 countries, 5 million people, 1 movement. There is minimal text here. In what text there is focuses on a center-left point of view with quotes from such international luminaries as the aforementioned Gloria Steinem, but also America Ferrera, Tamika Mallory, Angela Davis, and Carmen Perez, and quite a few more. It is the photos that draws one into this book, photos of huge crowds of women, men, and children carrying placards and signs, and photos of smaller gatherings of just as committed people, it seems from the looks on their faces, the smaller crowds coming from nations unlike the U.S., which are less experienced, less tolerant, we might say, of public protests and marches. Indeed, there are protests and marches photographed here from, of course, across the U.S., as I mentioned, but also from Ghana, from Kenya, from South Africa, from Macau, from Thailand, from Paradise Bay and Antarctica, and, well, as Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Denmark, but also England and France, Portugal and Sweden. This is truly an international look at those 2 incredible days of marching. Throughout, the bright colors of the photos draw the eye. They can't help but do that, starting with the hot pink that encapsulates both the theme color of the marches and the presentation of the book itself. You cannot pick up the book either and look at it either front or back and not see that distinctive hot pink coming at you. The chapters are labeled that way as well. And let's remember to note that these marches took place in summer or in winter, depending on which side of the equator the marchers found themselves on that January day. And so in places like Washington, D.C., there's snow on the ground. And then in places in sub-Saharan Africa, and certainly in much of South America, by golly, their marchers are out there in fresh and warm sunshine. A note on the publisher. The publisher is Abrams Image, an imprint of the Abrams Book Publishing Company. So you know you've got a high-quality art book in your hands when you hold this one. Abrams has long been known as a fine arts publisher, and the tradition of quality is clear with the photographs and indeed with this book as well. It's a very well-presented book, though it be a large trade paperback. Yes, Why I March will not please everyone. But this photo art book is a well-produced documentary of a significant day and perhaps a movement in the making. In either case, it's a great way to see what was happening not only in the United States, which got quite a bit of press, but literally around the world. As I said, every single continent is represented here with marchers, with placards, with bright color photos. Let's finish by reading from what the authors and the editors of this book wanted us to read from the conclusion of the book. On Saturday, January 21st, 2017, a continental assembly of bodies and voices seeking a rise of action against a cumulus of oppression came together and marched. On that same Saturday, the next day, this book was drafted and assembled by 3 women determined to compile with urgency and immediacy a chronicle of progressive but peaceful protest. The images presented here serve as beacons of vigilance and hope. This is the steady fire that will remind us that we are never alone when we assemble, that I march in spirit, body, and word for my voice, for her voice, for every voice. We also remember that day could not diminish the light of all the Saturdays to follow. Thank you to all the women, children, and men who are taking a stand, whether or not it displaces their security and safety. And thank you to the editors who joined me in reminding us all that through passion and heart, we will not despair. Why I March, images from the Women's March around the world. It's quite a beautifully crafted and certainly eye-catching look at those famous 2 days of women marching, women and men and children marching around the world in January 2017. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including, of course, the West Lafayette Public Library.